Saturday, 28 January 2017. Like many, I woke up to the news of the Muslim ban. Citizens of seven countries, including Iran, were prohibited from entering the US. At first, chaos, confusion, and misunderstanding of the actual effect of the executive order. Are we talking about tourists? Citizens? Green card holders? Dual citizens? Everyone seemed targeted. Then, the news hit closer and closer. Friends of friends, friends are not allowed back in. I'm here on the other side. I speak to my relatives. Calm down, you will never have to worry with your French passport. And yet chaos, confusion, and at a loss to make sense of this whole thing. I spent the whole weekend on social media, trying to obtain a live and constantly updated picture of what was going on. I frenetically shared information, checked on a few friends, and talked fears and frustrations out. I burned out. Almost a week into the Muslim ban, everyone was exhausted, but still fighting. I cannot be enough thankful to those who immediately flocked to airports to demonstrate, and to the lawyers who filed habeas corpus petitions for those detained, and to the judge who, a week after, on February 3rd, granted a nationwide temporary stay on the executive order. Across the country and even outside, volunteering lawyers and interpreters worked and are still working tirelessly to lend assistance to people dazed, in shock, and past the point of exhaustion after going hours of secondary inspections, interrogations, and wait. Where are you from? Why are you here? What are your intentions entering this country? Constant and repetitive questioning that has so often already punctuated the lives and the travels of so many of these individuals. Surely they have lost account of how many times their existence has had to be justified and proven before being okayed by a rubber stamp. I'm a human rights lawyer based in New York, and I'm also Colombian, Iranian, and French. My work is to know the international rules, refugee convention, torture convention, civil and political rights, etc. I research what goes on in other countries to other citizens. Saturday, 28 January 2017, however, it hit home like it had hit it before at irregular intervals. It's because I've had the luxury to forget. Being born in France, I'm at an incredibly advantage compared to my fellow Iranians who were suddenly singled out as a non-desired class. Why is that so? How can your entire life and destiny be determined and swept away based on the random assignation by the universe, God, rolling dice you pick, of your place of birth, your skin color? My irrational situation shows the irrationality behind banning entire population from benefiting from what seemed a basic right to others, escaping persecution, violence, economic despair, traveling for work, relocating just because, teens craving for self-exploration in exotic lands. The executive order did not catch me, even though its mission is to prevent people like me from existing. It then occurred to me that my mere existence was resistance. What my parents did, marrying outside of a faith, of a culture, in a foreign country, was an unconscious act of protest. Bringing out to the world interfaith kids with free passports was a defiance to the concept of border and of nation state. You read a lot, and it has been proven, that immigrants benefit the economy and are strong, resilient, entrepreneurial individuals. Your music, your food, your movies, the pop culture you consume every day comes directly or indirectly from at least one immigrant. Well, I want to add something else. In these current times of resistance, human rights being under threat, I want to propose a manifesto to exist. I demand the right for mixed race, ethnicity, interfaith, third culture kids, Halfies, first generationers to exist. Let them be dreamers. Let them study. Let them work. Let them be. Let them amaze you by how diverse the human race can be and how cultures can coexist within one body. Let them show you how identity is a malleable concept that can liberate you from imposed things such as border, citizenship, race, sex, and others. I believe only then we will be able to fight this regressive tendency of humankind to always fear and push away the unknown and the stranger looking. I will not calm down. I cannot calm down. My name is Roxane Casagary, and I'm French, Colombian, Iranian.